You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Carol Hetty, the president of Learning and Performance Solutions, a consulting practice specializing in customer service excellence and leadership effectiveness. Carol, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Likewise. So why should companies consider a customer-centric business strategy?
Well, it boils down to, I think, three reasons. One is that exceptional service is what brings customers back, and that's what really enables companies to sustain a profitable business. Quite often, someone can always make a better mousetrap, but it's really customer service that's going to create a competitive advantage. And I always mention that, especially in our present economic climate. Most customers don't do business with a company solely on price and product. And obviously, you have to have a quality product. I think, though, it does go back to the experience that we create for our customers, and that goes back to providing exceptional customer service.
What's critical to a customer-centric business strategy?
Well, I think there's three things to consider. One is considering your current level of customer service and how it's impacting four major business drivers. And I refer to those as our four R's. We talk about it in the book as well. And those are your revenue, customer retention, referrals, and reputation. It's also about being committed to delivering exceptional customer service and constantly evaluating how you're doing. Which brings me to the third really critical aspect of a customer-centric business strategy, which is establishing a set of behaviors that you expect from every employee. Now, that includes the CEO. They can be referred to as principles, behaviors, and it really creates a foundation for a customer-centric organization.
What do you think customer service is a leadership opportunity?
I love that question, because I believe that customer service starts with the leadership team of a company, regardless of size. And how employees treat customers is usually a direct reflection of how employees and managers treat each other. So it's how they service their internal customers. And in most cases, employees will model the behavior of their managers. So in a customer-centric organization, customer service becomes part of the company's culture, or, you know, sometimes I refer to it as their DNA. And that will always come back to the leadership team.
Today, we are joined by Carol Hetty, the president of Learning and Performance Solutions and author of the book, Turning Rants into Raves, Turn Your Customers On Before They Turn On You, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Carol, you recently published a book, as I just mentioned, Turning Rants into Raves, Turn Your Customers On Before They Turn On You. What's the central message of this book?
Well, Eric, I'm going to read you a blurb from the back cover because I think that really describes the central message, and then I'll add a couple of comments on to this. So no matter what size company, industry, or type of organization you lead, delivering an experience that inspires your customers to rave is what every business wants. Fortunately, you don't need a big budget, dedicated training staff, or magic wand to get raves. All you need is desire and commitment, and our five principles in the hands of every employee who represents your company. Implementing these principles will help you provide experiences that inspire your customers to rave about your company, earn their trust and loyalty, and positively impact your bottom line. And the five principles are: think like an owner, build a relationship, remove the roadblocks, walk in your customer's shoes, and capture your customer's heart. You know, one of the things that I wanted to add to this is in terms of, you know, a central message is that you need to know what you don't want your employees doing just as much as what you expect them to do. So in the book, we contrast bad and good customer service using fictitious employees, rant and rave. So rant represents what not to do, and rave represents the behaviors that we want employees doing. And in turn, those represent the five principles. So another major message is the importance of reflection. Work the book. You know, it's not just about reading the book, because we've incorporated reflection exercises. So it's really about reflecting on what you and your employees are doing. And lastly, it's how you and your employees are treating your customers is always going to impact your bottom line, which goes back to those four business drivers. And that has a direct correlation to the profitability of a company.
You have described the book as a fresh and unique perspective on how to deliver exceptional customer service. What is fresh and unique about your book?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good books written on customer service, and there's more than one way to deliver exceptional service. But what makes our, I think, book fresh and unique is the use of illustrations. So we bring life to the concepts, the principles through our fictitious employees, and they're all based on real-life customer service interactions. And the illustrations also bring levity to a really serious topic. The other unique aspect of our book is that it represents the employee's voice. In other words, we have the employee's perspective within the five principles. So through the use of interviews, the reader gets a really good insight on how the employee is thinking. And that expands the use of the book. If you gave our book to an employee, they would get it. They can relate to the illustrations and the interviews. Even though the book is written for CEOs, business owners, and managers. And the other thing I think that creates a fresh and unique perspective is we kept it simple and practical. So any size company really can, one, deliver exceptional customer service, and we think our book can help them do it.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you en route to purchasing the book, Turning Rants into Raves, Turn Your Customers On Before They Turn On You.
Sure. The book website is turningrantsintoraves.com/book. And we have a discount code for our listeners, so if they order the book through that website, the discount code is APW7YNVY. And my website, if they want to contact me directly, is learningandperformancesolutions.com, and the number is 845-226-8047.
And finally, how about leaving our listeners with a parting tip in conclusion, if you would?
So I would say I have it's kind of a combination of things. To implement a customer-centric strategy, there's six, I want to give you six tips. One, start with a commitment to customer service excellence. Two, take your own journey. Reflect on what you're doing to deliver exceptional service and use the book's reflection exercises. Establish your service expectations. Communicate those expectations to your employees. Often, employees don't know what's expected of them. And then hold everybody accountable, vertically and horizontally. And last, have fun.
Those are some great tips on customer service, customer-centric strategies. She is Carol Hetty, the president of Learning and Performance Solutions, the author of the book, Turning Rants into Raves, Turn Your Customers On Before They Turn On You, and the websites of reference for business contact and information, learningandperformancesolutions.com. And for the book and information, it's turningrantsintoraves.com/book. Carol, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.